talking about you being one in a million. Mm-hmm. Yes. Focus on some things that we're gonna cover tonight. One and a million. Okay. Okay, family. I've been off the scene for a little bit. You know, I was dealing with a rental property. We're going to cover things when you're dealing with this matrix, when you're talking about the flow of money and also investing. But that's not what we're talking about today. But because a roof caved in a little bit, you know, on certain floors upstairs in one of my properties, I have tenants in there. So I had to get on top of that right away. And podcast wasn't on my mind. Okay, so I don't really do the podcast thing to just stay relevant. I do it to assist people and give people the information that, you know, other people are not giving. So I'm going to probably double or triple up this week on some videos. I know I say that and then I don't do it because I'm so busy, but I'm going to keep my word this time. Got a pretty much freed up week being as that I got control of this roof. But we're discussing today when it has to do with this title right here, you won in 100 million. Okay? Let me help you understand. A lot of us don't really understand the fact of how many eggs a woman has in her lifetime. You know, a lot of people don't understand how many, what's the average that a man will release when, you know, so all you men that's just releasing into some sheets, releasing in a towel, you know what I'm saying? Just know that you are releasing a lot of sperms because you don't see it. It just look like it just need to be wiped up, huh? But it's over, well, we're going to make sure we keep it. It's close and a little over 100 million sperms. On average, now we ain't talking about low or high, just sperm count. We're talking about average. 100 million sperms are released into the woman. Okay? We ain't talking about your extra activities of doing stuff, releasing them elsewhere. We're talking about when you release them into a woman. And what about how many eggs she dropped? You know, they got a left and a right side. They call them fallopian tubes, okay, that it will come through. But they got a left and a right side where these eggs sit on the left or right. Now, they don't drop simultaneously together. It happens sometimes, but most of the time they alternate. And science don't know which one's going to happen first, if it's going to be the left side or the right side with the woman. They don't know which eggs is going to drop. Sometimes it happens, miracles and whatnot, you know, but they don't know. They don't know if it's going to be one or multiple eggs that drop, okay? And be ready to be fertilized because they have a certain amount that will keep them well into their 50s today, okay? Today is like close to 50. So, you know, because of all the crap that we eat and things that we went through, that's what It keeps them that long. And you, men, have like an endless time of sperms. Why are we talking about sperms and eggs? Have you took the time to realize what your purpose is? Huh? What is your purpose? A lot of time we go through life allowing others to take advantage of our purpose. Let me say that one more again. A lot of time we go through life allowing others to take advantage of our purpose. So if you one in a hundred million, not one in a million, one in a hundred million that touched down to that egg, you made it. Forget Olympics. You went through an extraordinary time to get here. No one knows where you came from. A lot of theories here, a lot of theories there, a lot of factuals here, a lot of factuals there. You don't even remember how you got here, but you here now. What you doing? It's so many people and so many things we get caught up after we get here. You definitely gonna get lost in the sauce. What I mean by that, you're gonna not fulfill your goals, dreams, your purpose. What's your purpose? What are you doing? What legacy you want to leave when you're gone? What legacy you want to achieve while you're here? Who do you want to touch when you come in the room with your presence? What's your purpose? I fell short several times. Because I'm sure my purpose became my mom's purpose before I came out of her womb, you know? I'm pretty sure I was at one time my father's purpose as he seen me, looked upon my eyes, and he was like, wow, I want you to be this or be that, boy. I want you to be this type of young man. I want you to grow up to be this. I'm pretty sure my mother and father had their purpose or dreams and goals they wanted me to reach predicated on things that they have not accomplished themselves because they got caught up in the regular things of life, got caught up in the rat wheel, got caught up in the situation of this matrix trying to play games and keep your head in the clouds. You get caught up in the things that your parents tell you to do because the parents are doing what the matrix told them that they have to do. What are things that you have to do according to the matrix? You have to go to first grade, whether you do it online or where you go in a physical building or where you do it at home and you don't do it online, and you literally just come up with your own curriculum for your child, they still have to turn in the work to that city or that county and the state to make sure the parents that are the custodians over that child, that is the parents over that child, they stay in compliance. You have to go to first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. That's not an option that the parents cannot turn in your information to the state or the county, letting them know the progress that they're making with you. They have to turn in that information. Or you can make it easy on yourself and just send your child to the institutions. You got to. That's called a got-to situation right there. You're no longer doing your purpose. From right out of the womb. Was your purpose to be born in a hospital? Was your purpose to be born without two parents? Was your purpose to be born in a situation that you only know your situation about because your folks told you about it? Was your purpose of that? But as you grew and people started twisting up your mind, started giving your own definition of what they feel your purpose would be, what happened? Then you got a chance to witness your mother or your mother and father, if you're fortunate to have both, scratching and surviving, trying to make sure they get more money and more money to exist in this matrix. And if you are fortunate to be born into some money, you still see them trying to hold on to the money they have and try to get more money. How is that your purpose? Have you ever thought your purpose could be a motivational speaker? Have you ever thought that your purpose could be an imam? Or your purpose should be, or could be, a mother bringing children into the world? Birth mother, natural birth. Have you thought about your purpose? Your purpose could be a person flying planes, a person that's a gardener, an astrologist, a person that invented something, provided a service in something. What is your purpose? Counseling people, helping people, treating people, mother at home, a father at home, teaching your boy to become a man, a big brother, an inspirational brother and father. What's your purpose? Your purpose should not be following somebody else's purpose. We lost in the sauce, family. We don't even know who we are. Just take some time to breathe a little bit and think about what has happened to us. Think about what has happened to you. You don't even know that you should have some empathy for family and loved ones. Where's your love at? That's the definition of an empath. Someone that has empathy. Take the time to look up and find out what an empath is. You'll find out that's part of your purpose. To love others. To help others. To be open to others so they can help you. But you've been raised in this matrix that breeds selfish people, selfish individuals. And then they get that definition called narcissistic. All they focus on is preying on the weak, preying on the empath, preying on the individual that has empathy for them. They always seeking someone that higher self, someone that has respect for themselves, someone that has love for themselves and others. They go out seeking to find someone like that so they can take advantage of them. They can use them. They can abuse them. They can manipulate them. They can trick them into making them feel like they mean so much to them so they can just pull them this way and that way and away from their own sources of power. You don't want to meet one of them. But guess what? You met one of them. You definitely ain't one of them listening to me. You can't be. I don't put that type of work, body of workout. I talk about uplifting. I talk about freedom. I talk about building. I talk about loving. I talk about being selfless, not selfish. That is the most powerful thing out here in this crazy matrix. Learning how to be selfless, not selfish. If you can't connect that to your purpose, how are you going to win? How are you going to make it if you're always being blind to your teacher, your master, your daddy, your father, your God, worldly God? I thought the Bible spoke about not worshiping graven images. So how did you become, how did this system, this matrix that's being ran by not just the white man, groups of powerful individuals and families, how did they become your God? How did they steer your purpose? How did your purpose become making their goals and dreams happen? You do know you're doing that, right? I'm not telling you not to go to school, kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. I'm not telling you not to do that, because you're in the matrix. You're going to have to do that unless you pretty much off the grid totally and don't have no paperwork or documents, nothing on you. Then you become a no man. You don't want that to happen. How? So I'm not telling you not to do that. I'm not trying to tell you not to be part of society. I'm telling you how to be part of society. I'm telling you to think before you do. I'm trying to tell you and promote a process of research and thinking and common sense before you allow someone to take over your dreams, your goals, your purpose. I want to help you understand that you are greater than what they have put on top of you and made you out to be. They have made so many different types of spider webs. You can't see the trees in the forest. You can't see the fruits on the trees. You think they're not even there. There's a smoke screen that's blocking your view. You can't see. You can't see the reality of what your purpose and what you bring to the table. You know what I mean? It's more than just the everyday thing. You have so much to give in this world. So much to give to your family. You know, I'm trying to let you know that I see you as someone powerful. I see you as someone magnificent. I see you. How does your mother and father see you? You know? How does your sister and brother see you? How does your spouse see you? You know? How do they see you? It's so much more than just you getting up in the morning and you casting your pearls amongst wines. I know I'm quoting some scriptures in here, it's in the Bible, but I know that's most of our people. They only stay in that lane right there. They only focus majority of their life in the Word of God, the Bible. That's all they really focused on. They don't focus on a lot of other things other than that. You know? So I'm trying to help you for realize when I mention some of them things out of there, I know it can relate. You know? I know you can maybe feel where I'm coming from. So when I say don't cast your pearls amongst wines, what that means is, I'm pretty sure it's self-explanatory. Don't give others your time, your precious time. Don't give your advice and things that you, your energy, your vibration, your love to people that don't deserve it. Don't do that. You're greater than that. They don't deserve to sit down at the table with you. They don't deserve to have a conversation with you. They don't deserve for you to have make love to them or have sex with them. They don't deserve none of that. And then some of you is going as far as putting your mouth between their legs, sucking on this and sucking on that. Do they really deserve that? Really? That's power in giving up your energy. You giving away your power to them that some and those that don't deserve it. So stop casting your pearls amongst wines. But what if you meet a narcissistic or an undeserving individual that don't deserve your time and you already locked in and that's your spouse or your best friend? You need to give them less of your time. You might need to move on. You might need to end that season. Oh, some of you are caught up in holier than thou, right? In words, in books that's told you that you can't do this or do that, or you going to hell. I'm not here to preach to you and tell you what you can and can't do. I'm trying to tell you about love. I'm trying to tell you about your purpose. I'm telling you about your dreams and your goals. Have you forgot about your dreams and your goals? Have you forgot who you are or what you want to become to be? Take the time. Got a challenge for you. Write down what you see your life as in the next year. What you want to accomplish in the next 30 days. That's the challenge I have for you. You need to start spinning your mindset in a different direction. I have a challenge for you to write down on paper what you want to have accomplished in the next 30 days. Then number two, what you want to have accomplished in the next 6 months, 180 days. Number three, what you want to have accomplished in the next 12 months, 365 days. And where you see your life in the next 5 years. You got to start writing stuff down so you can see it. And it should not be roped and wrapped around in somebody else's goals and dreams and their purpose. So what I mean by that is, it should not be writing anything down about, I hope I'm the manager here in the next 5 years at this job. I hope I get this promotion in the next 30 days or 6 months to a year at this job. That's not no goals and dreams. That's not no real purpose. I'm talking about the real goals and dreams and purpose that affect you and your family and people around you in a magnificent way. I'm not talking about somebody else's goals and dreams and purpose. That's somebody else's company. That's somebody else's business. That's somebody else's EIN number. That's somebody else's TIN number, tax identification number. That's somebody else's actual fulfillment. And creed, and document, and movement, and entity. That's somebody else's. That's not yours. That's not your family's. You're not part of that. You're not even a partner. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to you owners out there right now. I'm talking to you individuals that have not even started your goals and your dreams. And those that you have started your goals and dreams, and you pass the 30 days, you pass the 6 months, you pass the year, I need you to start doing productivity. I need you to start doing profit and margin, trying to find out the difference between the two. I need you to find out what you plan your life to be in the next 5 years, your company, your business, your family. I want you to start being a doer instead of a talker. Something as little as you knitting, making blankets. You know somebody will watch you for 2 hours to make blankets? We're not talking about the 300-400 million people that are in the United States. We're talking about the 7+ billion people that are in this world. You know, there's a million plus people that love to knit and make blankets. There's a million plus people that love to make dresses and seams, be a seamstress. There's a million plus people that love to cook. There's millions of people that love to give out advice. And it might be just one particular area of advice to provide a service. There's millions of people that love to just promote and wear your clothes. There's millions of people that need help in the alternative world, in the sick world. There's millions of people that need to be guided on how to own languages and how to find themselves, how to be themselves, how to be more productive in this world, how to be a spouse, a husband or a wife, how to be a powerful parent. There's millions of people in every sector of topics. And guess what? There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of million sectors and subject matters. All you got to do is pick one. All you got to do is pick one. And then you got to start your purpose. You got to start walking in your purpose. You got to start talking and speaking in your purpose. You got to start writing it down so you could see it and you can put it in your vision, in your mind. You got to start dreaming about it. Jot down information about it. You got to start, have communication about it. Make a relationship about it. It's not all about tweeting and posting all the time. It's about starting. Starts walking. Somebody needs you. There are millions of people out there looking and they need you. Whether it's providing a product or whether it's providing a service, they need you. Where you at? You at somebody's job fulfilling their purpose. You at somebody's school being educated from their mindset and their purpose. If they're not educating you to be better than you are today, and that's going to bring some type of financial change in your family's life, what you doing? They just uplifting you every Sunday? They just making you feel good every Tuesday or Wednesday? They bringing and saying the right thing only on Saturday? I need you guys to get your heads out of the clouds and stop being comfortable in someone else's purpose. If you notice, you ain't got time to waste no more. People are trying to make sure they survive out here. They putting insurance on the now and the tomorrow and the next year. Because there are others out there in families and groups in this matrix that are focused on their purpose. And their purpose has their eyes on you and I. Yes, their agenda is their purpose. And you just being stuck and not focused on your purpose and your family's purpose. Don't you want to see your children make it to their purpose? To even dream? I'm talking about not making a dream happen, to even dream. Don't you want them to be physically around your children? What about your grandchildren? What about you? Don't matter if you're in your 70s, your 80s. Ain't you trying to be around next year? Stop allowing other people's purpose to knock you off of your purpose. Have you just on the rat wheel, running to a race that you ain't gonna never win. In a race that you ain't gonna never win, even if you had a partner and partners and a team with you. You need to switch up this playing situation. They playing game with you out here. That's why people say, and I say chess and checkers all the time. They're strategically mapping out and moving within their purpose and agenda on you strategically. That's chess. All along manipulating you on the way. All along confusing you all on the way. All along confused and making you not see the forest between, see the trees between the forest. All along clouding your judgment. All along feeding you their narrative with that crazy news that they give you. Got you twisted. It's okay to let family members be twisted and confused, but what you gonna do to help them navigate through their confusion? Your purpose might be to lead. Your purpose might be just to lead them in the right direction. Might not be monetary gain. Lead them in the right direction. You can't not see a mask on your face is not harming your lungs and not natural. You cannot not listen to individuals telling you that the micro of a virus slept right through a mask. Have you ever been to individuals that will go into places that viruses are at? And many places where a virus is exposed, do they just wear a mask on their face? A scarf on their face? You know, even the guys that work in construction wear more protection than y'all. Y'all really think that's helping you? They wear a suit when a virus break out. Do you see anybody in suits? I mean, like hundreds, thousands of people in suits? No, I ain't seen that one person. I seen one guy with a suit mask on his face. But I ain't seen that one person in a whole suit in Walmart, in grocery stores, in the bank. You know what I'm saying? In studios, in restaurants, in fast food joints, in Whole Foods stores. I ain't seen not one down the street, parking attendant, schools. Ain't seen them. Church, ain't seen nobody in no full-blown suit. On top of that, I ain't seen them every day. Why? Because they playing game with you, with their purpose. They got to confuse you and make you believe one way so they can do you this way. So what you plan on doing? Huh? What do you plan on doing for your future? Huh? Is it a game to you? Are you going to stay scared and fearful? Next time we're going to talk about that. Being afraid to jump. Being afraid to start. Are you going to allow your fear to close the chapter and doors of your purpose? Are you going to allow others out there pushing their agenda to stop your goals and your dreams? Are you going to push past what the narrative is saying about what's happening? Are you going to live for the day, knowing that it might not be a tomorrow? Tomorrow's not promised. So what you doing today? Looking at the puppeteers and the matrix and the man's window pane? Haven't you had enough watching this TV show? Haven't you had enough looking out his window? It's time for you to make a difference here. It's time for you to make a change. You gotta believe in you. Like I believe in you. You gotta believe in your family. Like I believe in you. You gotta believe in the God in you. Like I believe in you. It's time out to stop running on a rat race, a rat wheel, a wheel, a wheel, a wheel that keeps on turning and turning, that you get up every morning helping it turn, trying to run a race that you can't win. It's time, family, to come over to a different window pane. Time to believe in yourself. Fulfill your purpose. You can do it, family. You can do it. Reach out for your purpose.